But as it relates to a little bit of raid related to today's daf, so the overwhelming majority of today's daf dealt with Megillas Tainis, but we spoke about Megillas Tainis during the daf. The beginning of the daf spoke about the pasuk in Zechariah, the pasuk that says, Koyamar Hashem Tzavakos, Tzoyma Revi, V'tzoyma Chamishi, V'tzoyma Shvi, V'tzoyma Asiri, Yeh Lebeis Yehuda L'sasin U'lesimcha, Ulamayadim Toivim, V'ho'emes V'ashalom Ehava. Pasha Pshat, what the pasuk is saying is that these 4 days, which were Yemei Tainis, these 4 days that the Nevi'im instituted as Yemei Tainis over Churban Beis HaMikdash, they're only Yemei Tainis because man, we were in a state of Churban. But during the 420 years that the Yidden had Bayesheni, those days were not Yemei Tainis. Not only were they not Yemei Tainis, but they were actually days of Sosin and Simcha. And this is the way it's going to be. Kshiyibana Beis HaMikdash Memher B'Yameinu, those days, the Tzoyim HaRavi, the Tzoyim HaChamishi, the Tzoyim HaShvi, the Tzoyim HaAsiri, Yia LeBeis Yehuda LeSosin ULeSimcha ULeMayadim Toivim. The Michas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Aleph says a beautiful lamdus that's very much Negeya, today's daf. But he's marked him his lumdis with several kashas. We'll just mention two. So in the course of today's daf, the Gemara mentioned the Tzoyim HaRavi. What was the Tzoyim HaRavi? So Rabbi Akiva said the Tzoyim HaRavi is referring to the ninth day of Tammuz. Zetes b'Tammuz, Shaboy Hufke Ha'ir. Because that's the day that the walls of the city of Yerushalayim were breached. Shenemar, it's a pasuk in Miyo, Perik Nun Beis, B'chodesh HaRavi, B'tishol HaChodesh, V'yechsa Karov Ba'ir, V'loi Hoya Lechem La'am Ha'aretz, V'tibaka Ha'ir. And when did this happen? B'chodesh HaRavi, B'tishol HaChodesh. And it's for that reason, the Tzoyim HaRavi, one of the four tiniest that are associated with Churban Beis HaMikdash, is the fast of Tes Tammuz. Now, we don't fast Tes Tammuz. We fast Shivasa B'Tammuz. What's Pshat? So the Gemara Masechtas Tainis, Daf Chav Tes asks the Kasha, and the Gemara says, Amar Rava, it's true that the first Beis HaMikdash, the Vatibaka Ayir, happened on Tes Tammuz, but the second Beis HaMikdash's Vatibaka Ayir happened on Yud Zayin Tammuz. And being that today we're mourning the Beis HaMikdash that we can relate the most to, and that's the most recent Churban, which is Churban Bayesheni, and then the Vatibaka Ayir was on Yud Zayin Tammuz, since for that reason, the Yom HaTainis is on Yud Zayin Tammuz. So initially, after Churban Bayis Rishon, when the Nevi'im were Kaveya Tainis, they were Kaveya Tes B'Tammuz. However, then there was a Churban Bayesheni, and once there was a Churban Bayesheni, they changed the date to Yud Zayin B'Tammuz. Why would they have changed the date? Because now there was another Vatibaka Ayir. So there was a question, should we do Tes Tammuz based on Bayis Rishon? Should we do Yud Zayin Tammuz based on Bayesheni? So they had to make a quick decision, and they decided it's going to be Yud Zayin Tammuz. Why? That's the most recent Churban. That's the one that they're able to relate to the most. Freit Mechas Chinuch. This Tainis of Tes Tammuz was al pi Nevi'ah, Divrei Kabbalah. Churban Bayesheni is centuries after the Nevi'im ceased to exist. This was already a Dor of Tanoim, very chashuv Dor, but not on the Dor of the Nevi'im. So Freit Mechas Chinuch, how did the Dor of the Tanoim have the right to go ahead and be oiker something that the Dor of the Nevi'im had put into place? The Nevi'im said the Vatibaka Ayir should be remembered, it should be commemorated, it's Yom HaZikaron should be on Tes Tammuz. And the Tanoim said, no, I don't want to be on Tes Tammuz. Make it instead on Yud Zayin B'Tammuz. Mehecha Teisi, Freita Mechas Chinuch, the Tanoim of that generation had the right to do that. Another question he asks is, when do we fast Tisha B'Av? We fast Tisha B'Av on Tisha B'Av, on the ninth day of Av. The Gemara says very famously, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, had I been around at the time that the Nevi'im instituted Tisha B'Av, I would have voted for Yud B'Av. That would have been my vote. And the reason is because Iker, Sreifas, Beis Elikenu, happened on the 10th day of Av, and being that that's when the majority of the Sreifa took place, he said, that's what I would have done. Chamim didn't agree with Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, obviously. The Nevi'im didn't agree with Yochanan Zakkai. They made it on Tes B'Av. And the Gemara says, what would be the Sfar to do it on Tes B'Av? The Sfar would be, because even though the Iker Sreifa happened on Yud, but the Aschol of the Sreifa happened on Tes B'Av. We speak out from the Chassam Sofer, who says throughout his Sfarim that once the Beis HaMikdash was Nisraf, once the Sreifa happened, so there was an idea of once the Zorim came and they defiled it, so the neshama of the Beis HaMikdash, the Shechina, was already Pirish. So at that point, the Sreifa that Rabbi Yochanan was talking about was really a Sreifa of Eitzim Vavonim, and that's why we don't remember the Sreifa of Eitzim Vavonim. We remember when the Kedusha went away from the Beis HaMikdash, and the Kedusha went away, Ubobo, Pritz of the Chilalu, and that happened on Tesba. But the bottom was, that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yochanan said, had I been around at the time that there was a decision being made when we should remember Sreifas Beis HaLikenu Churban Beis HaMikdash, I would have said we should do it on Yud Bav. I would have not agreed that it should be on Tesba. Freitem Echaz Chinuch, Rabbi Yochanan, what, we are voting? But this was done with Chachma? This is based on Svaris? Let's sit down together and let's make a decision. Should we do it on Tesba because that's when it started, or should we do it on Yud Bav because that's when the primary Sreifa took place? This was all done on Pinavuah. These are Psukim and Nach. It was not Alpi Nevua. So if it was not Alpi Nevua, so what's Rabbi Yochanan saying? Had I been there, what do you mean? Had you been there? Yeah, it's Nevua. So whatever the Nevua was, if the Nevua was doing on Tess, it's on Tess. If the Nevua was doing on Yud, do it on Yud. Was zogt er as svar? That's the Minchas Chinuch guy. He asks other kashas as well. But just to get a tam of what's going on in this Minchas Chinuch, a mitzvah shin aleph. So the Minchas Chinuch says a Yesoid Gadol. He says, read the pasuk. When the Navi Zechariah describes the tzoymos, he says, "Koymer Hashem tzvakos, tzoyma revi, v'tzoyma chamishi, tzoyma shvi, v'tzoyma asiri." And we saw the Gemara Machloikis, Reb Shimon and Reb Yakiva exactly had a darsh in the pasuk, but they both agree. Tzoyma revi is the fast of the fourth month, the fast of Tammuz. Tzoyma chamishi is the fast of the fifth month, the fast of Av. Tzoyma shvi is the fast of the seventh month, the fast of Tishrei. And tzoyma asiri is the fast of the tenth month, the fast of Tevis. Says the Mechas Chinuch that when the Chachamim and the Neviim, they instituted a tainus. You know what they said? There has to be a fast in the Tzoyma Revi. There has to be a fast sometime in Chodesh Tammuz. Which day? They never said. There has to be a Tzoyma Chamishi. There has to be a fast in Chodesh Av. Which day? They weren't getting involved in that. There has to be a Tzoyma Shvi. Which day? I don't know. Tzoyma Asiri. Which day? They never said. The Navi said that you're going to have to fast one day in this month, because this is a month where these terrible tzaras happen. And as a result, pick a day and go ahead and fast. And in fact, Minchas Chinuch says that he believes historically there was a time where people would pick and choose days. And one person would fast on this day of Tammuz, and that person fasted on that day of Tammuz, on this day of Av, and on that day of Av. Because based on the takon of the Nevi'im, it was just the month that was defined. Tzoyma Revi, Tzoyma Chamishi, Tzoyma Shvi, V'Tzoyma Asiri. But at some point, the Chachamim said that we want to regulate this a little bit more. It should be more uniform. Let's go and let's pick a day. Now the question was, which day should they pick? So they said that the Sreifa, or the Vatiboka, year of the first Beis HaMikdash, was Tes B'Tamas. But the Vatiboka, year of the second Beis HaMikdash, was Yud Zayin B'Tamas. We relate more to Yud Zayin B'Tamas. So let's make Yud Zayin B'Tamas. What was the Kasha? How can you go against the Kabbalah? What do you mean? You see, the Nevi'im instituted Tes Tammuz. Says the Sneda Minchas Chinuch, it's not true. All they instituted was Tammuz. The question was, what day? Okay, so maybe that was a day that people felt. But the Divrei Kabbalah was only Tzoyma Revi. Which day? You have a right to pick and choose. So the Chachamim Dairis later decided that the right day to do this is on Yud Zayin B'Tammuz, and that's why Yud Zayin B'Tammuz became the Tainus. Chodesh Av had to be a Chodesh of Tainus. Tzoyma Chamishi, a Betish above. There was never a Navi, says the Minchas Chinuch, that said that on the ninth day of Av, there's going to be a Tainus. All they said was, it's going to be a day and of. And then the Chachamim got together and they had to make a decision which day of up. When they decided to pick a day that every single year is going to fast, so what's that day going to be? So then they had to make a decision. And the Shaila was, should it be on Tesbav? Or maybe it should be on Yudbav. Those were the 2 days they felt should be the day. Tesbav, that was the Haschalah. Yudbav was the Ikas Reifa. So Rabbi Yochanan said, had I been there, I would have said Yudbav. Why? Because that would have been my vote. Freikim Michas Chedek, what do you mean you're voting? Rabbi Yochanan's not a vote. Ask your Miyo. See what the Nevi'im had to say. No, the Teretz is, the Nevi'im just said Tzoyma Chamishi. They never said which day it has to be. And because they never said which day it has to be, in terms of which day, that's already open for interpretation. That's something that we have a right to go ahead and do. And that's where this would have been again. And the Michas Chinuch, based on this, starts saying halachas. One of the halachas he says is, Yid has to fast, right? So he says, what happens if a Yid doesn't fast on Shavuos B'Tammuz? But he fasts another day that month. He decides he's going to fast on Tes Tammuz. He's going to fast on Chof Ches Tammuz. Is he Yotze, is Tainus? So Michas Chinuch says that even though the Katchilo be Divrei Kabbalah, all you needed to do was a Tzoy Maravi, and it didn't really matter what day it was, but he says once the Chachamim went and they instituted that it has to be on Shavuos B'Tammuz, a Yid has to fast Shavuos B'Tammuz, and he can't say instead I'm going to fast on Chav Ches B'Tammuz because, you know, maybe it's more convenient on that day. It's not something that he has a right, it's not something he has an option to do. Dvarim Neflam, beautiful on this. The truth is, Tidua, in the Olam HaYeshivas, that this Lamdus of the Michas Chinuch, Reb Chaim Briska, used to say as well. And he said it to explain the Shita of the Avud Ram. The Avud Ram says, the Bais Yosef brings it in Erech Chaim Simen Tov Kuf Nun, that if it would ever happen that a fast would fall out on Shabbos, you'd push off the fast, with one exception. The exception to the rule is Asar B'Tavis. Asar B'Tavis is the one fast that even if it falls out on Shabbos, still you fast. And the question is, Maishna Asara B'Tavis from all the other tiniest? That's Punkt Asara B'Tavis from all the tiniest, that's the one that you would fast on Shabbos. Now, today it's not possible for Asara B'Tavis to fall out on Shabbos. However, Asara B'Tavis is the only fast that can fall out on a Friday. And because the only fast that can fall out on Friday, it's Negeah that we're Mashlim the tiniest, right? You make Kiddush Friday night sometimes, and when you make Kiddush, you're breaking your fast. It's the only tiniest you'll have that way. And it's based on this Beis Yosef and this Avud Ram, one of the Rishonim, that said that really it's possible to even fast a full-fledged fast on Asar B'Tavis. But the question is, why would Asar B'Tavis be any different? So Reb Chaim said something beautiful. He said the Gemara in today's daf quoted a pasuk in Yecheskel Perichav Dalid. It's pesukim Aleph and Beis. And the pasuk over there is referring to, it's describing Asar B'Tavis. Vahid var Hashem Eilai, Bashona Atshiyas, Bachoydesh Asiri, that's Teves, Ba'osa Lachoydesh Lemer. And the pasuk says, Ben Adam, Ksav Lecha Hashem Hayoyim, Es etzem hayoyim hazeh, somach melech bavel el Yerushalayim, be'etzem hayoyim hazeh. By the fast of Asar B'Tavis, the Navi said, when should you fast? You should fast be'etzem hayoyim hazeh. That's when it's supposed to be. So Reb Chaim said, gevaldig. Reb Chaim said, be'etzem, you can fast on Shabbos. Right, you would think, you can't fast on Shabbos. Not true, you could fast on Shabbos. How do you know you can fast on Shabbos? Tainus chaloyim. Person can fast a tainus chalayim. Then you're supposed to be misan a tainus latanisa. But there's an idea of fasting a tainus chalayim. So the chefts of tainus could be chal on Shabbos. It's not a problem. So why don't we have a fast on Shabbos? If Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, fast on Shabbos. If Shavuos B'Tammuz falls on Shabbos, fast on Shabbos. So Reb Chaim said the reason is because the ikra tainus was never instituted on the day. It was soymar chamishni. It was soymar revi. It was soymar shvi. As long as you get it in the right month, you could be yoytzer the tainus. So Reb Chaim said, as long as you can get it in the right month, you could be yoytzer the tainus. Why push off Shabbos? Do it the next day. Push it off until Sunday, and as a result, you'll fulfill the mitzvah tainus anyways. But he said, there's one tainus where it says klar in the pasuk that it has to do with the day. Ben Adam, ksav lecha Hashem, hayoyim es etzem hayoyim hazeh, somach melech bavel Yerushalayim, be'etzem hayoyim hazeh. Be'etzem hayoyim hazeh, once, twice, three times in the pasuk. The dogish is on the day, and because the dogish is on the day, said Reb Chaim, here the fast is not on the month. Here the fast is actually on the day. So said Reb Chaim, the lomdus of the Michas Chinuch, but he was mechalik between the Tzoyma Revi, Tzoyma Chamishi, Tzoyma Shvi on the one hand, and the Tzoyma Asiri on the other hand. And even though the Navi refers to it as the same Tzoyma Asiri, but at the same time, the Tzoyma Asiri is different, because there it says in the pasuk, Be'etzem hayoyim hazeh, and because it says Be'etzem hayoyim hazeh, there it's going to be different. I once heard from Rabbi Shua Abba Shlita, so he said, Poshit, you learn the Avud Ram. And David Ram seems to be saying that Asar B'Tavis is more chomer than all the other tiniest, right? All other tiniest, they're not Doicha Shabbos. But when it comes to Asar B'Tavis is Doicha Shabbos. That's the poshet Zugang. That's the poshet approach. The Muscho Rishon, the first glance when you see the Avud Ram, then you have to figure out, right, why is Asar B'Tavis so chomer? And there's some soifers on, there's a lot of raid on this. But the point is, that's always the Muscho Rishon when you see this. Lefir Abchayim, Lav Dafka. It's a din. It's a din. The other tainiyas are a din in the chodesh. Tzoyim Ravi, Tzoyim Chamishi, Tzoyim Ashvi. Here, although it also says Tzoyim Asiri, but the pasuk also says Be'etzem Hayoyim Hazeh. And because it says Be'etzem Hayoyim Hazeh, it's miyuchat to the day. But Rabbi Shmuel said there could be it's more than that. It could be the fact that it's miyuchat to the day and not to the month is garakula. He says, because if you think about it, what's the pshat that during the month of Tammuz, Vatibaka Ir, pick a day in Tammuz and now you have a right to go ahead? The Teretz is because this act, it was so defining, its magnitude was so incredible that the whole Chodesh became a Chodesh of Avelos. The Beis HaMikdash was Chorev and Av.
It's not just a din and test bav. Right, sometimes you can have an idea that a certain tzara is such a tzara that it changes the whole month. A certain simcha, such a simcha, that it changes the whole. You find in the Megillah, the chodesh was nepach. So he said it's just the opposite. Samach Melech Bavel was just aschola. Not much really happened at that point. And therefore, it's Be'etzim Hayom Hazeh. Didn't define the month. But you have to fast. Okay, so there's only one day to fast. You have to fast the day that it happened. That's the day to commemorate it. I pick another day in the month. What shaychis? What is the other day in the month have to do with what happened? But once things started accelerating, and once there was Vatibaka Ir, and once you had Churban Beis HaMikdash, and then you had Misas Gedalia Ben Achikam that was Shokul Kesreifas Beis Alikenu, so now already these were events that didn't just affect the day, they affected the month. Because they affected the month, so it comes out Garakula in the Tainus. You're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to pick any day. But the point is, at first glance, Avudram is saying a tremendous Chumrah, so to speak, in the fast of Asar B'Tevis. Reb Chaim turned it into more of a din, Kedarkei B'Kodesh. But if you think about it, La'achar Ha'iyon, it sounds like it's Garakula. The reason it's Dafka this day is because it only affected the day, as opposed to these other Tainiyos, where they had this Hashpa on the whole Chodesh. It became a Mishenichnas Av Mematim B'Simcha. As for that reason, those days are days that you would have to fast the entire month.